Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What did Donald Trump mean when he said this about Hillary Clinton?
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know.
Well, Democrats say that's dangerous talk. He says, no, it isn't. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave Trump says his statement referred to the gun rights political movement and had nothing to do with violence.
There can be no other interpretation. Even reporters have told me. I mean, give me a break.
The Clinton campaign says a presidential candidate should never suggest violence in any way. Running mate Tim Kaine.
I just think it is a window into the soul of a person who is just temperamentally not suited to the task.
Speaking after his primary win last night in Wisconsin, House Speaker Paul Ryan said Trump's statement sounds like a joke gone bad, but you should never joke about that. Dave.
Rachel, Delta still having trouble canceling or delaying more than 400 flights again today. Continued ripple effect from Monday's computer problems. A car turned to peaceful protest, chaotic in Ferguson, Missouri last night. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, a peaceful demonstration last night in Ferguson, marking 2 years since the justified police shooting of Michael Brown, and a protester was hit by a car, which later led to this. All those bullets, and we're told no one was hit. Police say the driver is cooperating. No word on the condition of that protester and no arrests yet, Dave.
Jeff, the Justice Department is accusing Baltimore police of routine discrimination against black people in a probe that came after Freddie Gray's much-protested death. A woman was killed in Punta Gorda, Florida's police headquarters by accident yesterday. She was playing bad guy in a Citizens Academy role-play exercise when she was shot by a live round instead of what was supposed to be blanks.
The Punta Gorda Police Department realizes that our community will have many questions about this incident.
Police Chief Tom Lewis says he's devastated. The woman killed was a librarian. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 898-STEEL. 898-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Back to school kind of becomes our focus this time of year because it's right around the corner. You got a lot of things that you need to do, and it's going to keep you busy. Well, Suddenlink says, check this off your list right now. You can go get hooked up with Suddenlink. You can stop by their office if you want to at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan to take advantage of a great back-to-school deal. Because here's the deal. Maybe more and more you're going to be using the Internet even after school gets started. Remember, you can get speeds up to 33 times faster than DSL, so you can get the downloads that you want quickly. No matter what you need, Suddenlink can help you out with it. Right now, you can get 50 meg internet for just $39 a month. If you make the switch, call 877-694-9474. Visit them, like I said, on East 29th Street, or you can go to suddenlink.com. And don't forget to ask about the unlimited data plans. Get great speed, unlimited data, and a great price as well from the folks at Suddenlink. And as far as on-demand is concerned, well, before the month is over, we're still going to get The Dark Horse, The Huntsman's Winter's Night, Maggie's Plan, The Nice Guys, Ratchet and Clank, Jungle Book before the end of the month as well, Me Before You, Pop Star, and a whole bunch more. And they add new ones every month. Just one more reason for you to get in touch with Suddenlink. 877-694-9474 or go to suddenlink.com.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $14,000 off MSRP towards a new 2016 Silverado High Country Crew Cab equipped with four-wheel drive. That's right, $14,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't even have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight begins at least 3 weeks of staying away from the area of Briarcrest and the freeway during nighttime hours. Repairs to the Briarcrest Bridge after it was struck by a two-tall trailer will also mean the freeway will be closed this weekend in both directions. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports the nighttime work between 6:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. means a variety of lane closures on the freeway and Briarcrest. The freeway will be closed to all traffic from Friday night at 9 to Monday morning at 6, and there will be a couple of other short-term full freeway closures to pour concrete. More information is online at WTAW.com. Grimes County Commissioners yesterday put in place regulations requiring Texas Central Partners to get a permit to cross county rights of way for their proposed high-speed passenger train. After the vote, County Judge Ben Lamont called it the first piece of local legislation.
There is no state agency designated by statute to regulate high-speed rail. Consequently, Texas Central Partners believes they have found a loophole that will allow them to proceed constructing this project unregulated. I stand here today to announce Grimes County will not let that happen.
Lamont says TCP, among other things, will have to prove they receive the power of eminent domain from the state or federal government in order to receive a permit. Bryan police arrested a 16 and a 17-year-old following an armed robbery early yesterday morning at the Stripes convenience store at Boonville and Copperfield. College Station police indicate the teens are also people of interest in a holdup at the Subway on University in Northgate. Bryan police officer Kelly McKeithen say the pair were spotted by another officer outside the Stripes store at Briarcrest in the freeway wearing clothes identified by the robbery victim. Officers seized more than $800 in cash, two handguns, and 20 small bags of marijuana. The Texas Attorney General tells UT professors to allow handguns in classrooms or else.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a court motion to dismiss a federal lawsuit brought by three professors at the University of Texas at Austin. The suit filed last month sought to block the law, which took effect August 1st. The three professors argue the law is too vague for them to know if and how they may be punished if an armed student is kept out of their classroom. Texas had allowed licensed concealed handguns in public since 1995, but had previously made college buildings off limits.
Austin York, TSN News.
Monday was the first day that peak electricity demand on the state's biggest electrical grid exceeded 70,000 megawatts. That's equal to providing electricity to 14 million homes. The local numbers are coming close to record demand. BTU reported a peak demand of 324 megawatts on Monday. That's 1 megawatt short of the record set a year ago. In College Station, Monday's peak demand was 198 megawatts, short of last year's peak of 204. That number is expected to climb as college students continue to move in. Both BTU and College Station utilities expect no problem meeting the expected demand. A new interactive exhibit is coming to the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley and opens tomorrow. Marketing Director Ashley Cordes says the 10-by-6-foot floor piano is being installed today by Texas A&M mechanical engineering students.
The base of the piano is the keys of the piano, the black and white keys you'll recognize. When you step on the keys, the piano sounds in 2 octaves. And the note played actually lights up along the base as well.
Cordes says the backboard of the piano is a wet erase board where children can write their own music as they create it. CHI St. Joseph Health, partnered with Health South Corporation, have opened a renovated and expanded inpatient rehabilitation hospital. Director of Therapy Operations Leslie Hyde says the 49-bed space includes an on-site pharmacy and an expanded on-site therapy gym.
We have the newest, most innovative therapy technology available to our clients, in addition to the continued great therapist that we have laterally transferred over. And so you get the best of both worlds now here.
Pictures of the space and more information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 11 minutes after 8. It's 80 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Are you looking for that new or used piece of equipment? For the month of August at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, we are celebrating the Farmer's Bargain Days of Texas, where you'll find incredible discounts on different types of equipment. Z-Track mowers, utility vehicles, tractors, hay equipment, planters, and more. Cash or finance, we want to help find the easiest way for you to purchase the equipment that's right for you. Join Sioux Falls Prater Equipment for the Farmer's Bargain Days of Texas during the month of August. For a complete list of equipment specials, visit us on the web at www.cptractor.com.
812. Time for some weather, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs and drilling bell-bottom piers, they also do concrete urethane raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
It'll be mostly to partly sunny, hot and humid again today with perhaps a stray shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures near or a bit over 100 this afternoon. Tonight, just some scattered clouds and warm, 75 to 80. Sunshine and building clouds on Thursday, an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Temperatures again near or a bit over 100, upper 70s to near 80 at night. Mostly sunny skies on Friday, low 100s. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:13. We've got a girl on the show. Her name's Chelsea Reber. She's been here.
She's a girl.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, she's a girl. And just like Donald Trump's losing to
and she's
a girl,
beating all the boys.
That's right. Beat Zach today in the geo test.
Yeah.
Well, so I got a story about guys and urinals, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, The thing that caught my attention was that this is work being done by 4 physicists at the Brigham Young University Splash Lab.
Splash Lab.
Okay.
All right. Gotta love it.
I can only imagine where this is going.
So here we go. All right. So if you use the urinal and you stand there, there is a splashback possibility.
Yes.
Okay. Now, could end up on the floor, could end up elsewhere. So obviously, these guys, 4 physicists got together from the Brigham Young University Splash Lab to publish work on, well, how schools of fish move in perfect coordination and the physics of skipping stones across a pond. They've done that before, but these 4 also used their understanding of fluid mechanics to study splashback.
That sounds like a bad movie.
It does.
Like a bad action movie.
The BYU team learned that a low angle of attack produces the least splashback. It hits the porcelain at a 90-degree angle, then the splashback can be pretty bad.
So that, the taller you are, the more splashback you have?
It could well be, but I want to say it's at it's either in the HEB or the Lowe's in Bryan.
Okay.
They have a Target.
Really?
They have a Target.
How funny.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a minor league team, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, believe it or not. I think that's the AAA team for somebody. They had a game in the urinal. I think we even talked about that on the show at one point.
Okay.
They had a game in the urinals, and you could race, I think. Or you could get scores, and then they posted the scores on the on the scoreboard outside.
I'm thinking of, like, that carnival game where you take the water gun and you have to shoot the target. Yeah.
And the
then,
balloon pops or something?
Yep.
Yeah.
You come back up the walkway at the baseball stadium doing the Rocky thing, two fists in the air.
Yes! You have your big pink stuffed bear with you.
There.
I won!
Exactly.
My prize.
Well, so what they said is, When the simulator aimed low, then imagine like hitting just above the drain, then the splash was more modest and not angled back at the person who would have been causing the splash.
These are things that all men know. Well, and you never use the kiddie urinal. If they have that option, you always pick one that's, you know, made for regular size people.
Now, and the other thing is that they have, for instance, here at our radio station, we have, I don't know, a device that I guess breaks up the stream so that it doesn't hit directly in the water. Is that a fair thing to say?
I can't remember. It diffracts
it. Here's one thing I can tell you. Years ago, when I was working at a radio station that played played records, they promotionally sent us one of those to throw in the urinal with the name of their record on it.
Really?
Nice.
Which was pretty smart.
It was like a urinal cake.
Yes,
with their name
on it. Yeah, with their name on it. Hello. Oh,
okay. I remember seeing a sign one time that said, "We aim to please. You aim too, please."
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice.
Actually,
I don't like it. It's called a urinal cake.
That's
that ruin cake for you?
Kind of.
Actually, at a toy store I know about, above that, it has a guy shooting a basketball that says, "Please take careful aim." So,
nice.
Just saying so. So good on the folks at Brigham Young.
Yeah, glad that's what they're spending their time researching studying.
And Scott, I don't remember about the one here, but if I keep drinking this Powerade that I am, I'll let you know a little bit. I'll report back.
Well, and the thing is, what they do is they scent them as well, which I think anybody would appreciate, that they have a nice smell in there for the same reason that we were just talking
just
about.
Just like regular cake.
All right, so here we go. Then there's the story of, the flight attendant who adopted a stray dog who kept waiting for her.
Aww.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. The object of this this lady's affection was based in Germany and while lived half a world away in Argentina. She was a flight attendant. He was a dog. And so 6 months ago, during one of their frequent flights to Buenos Aires, Olivia Severus came across a friendly stray wandering around an area near her hotel. She gave him some food, played with him for a little while, and that was all it took for him to fall head over heels in puppy love.
Aww.
The persistent pup, who she named Rubio, settled in at the hotel entrance, refusing to leave. Eventually, Olivia had to return to Germany, and Rubio returned to the streets. But Olivia was amazed the next time she was in town, staying at the same hotel, there was Rubio.
Really?
Oh.
Yep. He kept appearing again and again. She flew back and forth over several months, and even when Olivia found a home for him in Buenos Aires, he managed to escape and was right back at the hotel waiting for her. There was only one thing she could do. Olivia decided to adopt him and arrange to bring him home to Germany to live with her.
Awesome. Well,
that takes a lot, too, when you have to move animals from country to country.
So Rubio is now enjoying his new home.
Aww.
Yeah, along with Olivia's
two other dogs. He can't speak the language.
No, that's true. And while he comes home, look, she brings him home and he goes, "What? You've got two other dogs? I thought I was the only one.
I thought I was the
and
only one
speaking
for you."
German?
Yeah, they bark funny. Ha. All right.
They bark funny.
Yeah. All right, this may go along with the story we did from Brigham Young. A man in New Zealand believes that the 2 liters of Coke Zero he consumed a day contributed to his heart attack.
Really?
Yeah, what are the chances? Guy's heart is still permanently damaged by the incident 2 years ago. Wait, he's chasing the money here.
Oh, yeah.
Doctors had to shock him. Now he's pushing for better caffeine labeling. convinced that his heart malfunction was triggered by his Coke Zero habit. The man said, I thought I'd cut down on beer, so instead of drinking beer, I was drinking Coke. He says also topping up with his habit was two or three coffees a day.
Jeez.
Okay, now wait a minute. That's enough caffeine.
This guy sounds...
Plus a few powdered donuts and cheese pizzas.
Yeah, and before you know it, it's heart attack all over again.
Yeah.
Anyway, for their part, the Coke folks have said, look, if that's all you drank, if that was all that you drank from a caffeine standpoint, that would have been just fine, but... Obviously, he went too far.
Man.
It's 820. Here we go.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryant College Station.
I know parents want to send their kids to outstanding schools. Let me show you the outstanding school I go to. It's the Texas Public School, not far from my house. Lots of choices academically. Highly rated and experienced teachers. I love all the activities. My school has everything. Texas Public Schools. The closer you get, the better they look.
This message brought to you by the Texas Association of School Boards.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3939. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3939.
821, News Talk 1620, WTAW. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Yeah, PETA.
Yeah, the PETA folks want Australia to change the name of an inlet on the island of Tasmania. The inlet has reportedly been called Eggs and Bacon Bay since the 18th century.
Awesome.
Named by a governor's wife who used to eat her breakfast there every morning. But now PETA says the name is offensive and it's unhealthy.
Of course it is.
Why does PETA care?
Well, exactly. Don't they have enough to be protesting about?
Yeah.
Anyway, they said it should be something like Apple and Cherry Bay.
Oh, come on.
Claire Fryer from PETA Australia says, considering the high levels of cholesterol and saturated fat in both eggs and bacon...
And it's delicious.
No, it's PETA. It's not the healthy heart.
Yeah, it's not
Institute.
The CDC or whoever those people are. but anyway, she said you may as well call it Heart Attack Bay. yeah, many locals are reportedly angered by PETA's suggestion since the name refers to the colors of the foliage, yellow and red.
Only okay. If the governor's wife had died of a heart attack,
right.
Then maybe you could name it that.
Go for that.
If she died happy.
That's
yeah,
right.
Because she was eating bacon.
A freight train derailed in Iowa, slamming into a nearby tavern. Believe it or not, the name of the tavern? Derailed.
Oh.
What are the chances? Police say that the track somehow separated, causing the rail car to tip over, hit the back of the bar. Damage was estimated at $10,000? Man, they must have just kind of sideswiped
it. Must have been a small train.
Ah, that's amazing. All right, so anyway, you got that. Cicada skins aren't just for breakfast. Breakfast
what?
Anymore?
Mm.
Cicada season in Japan, and the inch-long insects shedding their exoskeletons, leaving the crunchy remains all over the ground.
Leave Twitter, it to Japan.
That's right. The Twitter user, 3KYR212, took some and molded them into a replica Godzilla. Hey, and then posted a picture of it.
Let's go back to they eat those things?
Yeah, they do.
I bet
they're
high in
protein.
Like
cracklins?
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead and put them in the microwave or just let nature take its course and dry them out. Yeah, I know. Well, they're big. They're big, and they're noisy, too.
Yeah.
So a lady trying to take a photo with her iPad when the device was snatched by a dolphin. Unidentified visitor at SeaWorld in Florida. What are you doing trying to take a picture with your iPad? Yeah.
No pictures.
Using the iPad to snap a picture of the dolphin as it swam by, but she got a little too close to the tank, and the mammal jumped up, grabbed the iPad, and tossed it into the water tank.
It wasn't its good side. It was upset.
Video of the incident showed the woman leaving the scene with the drenched tablet while a voice over the loudspeaker says, "As you can see, the dolphins can reach your loose items." Very nice.
Kishenko with your money now. Delta says its computer systems continue to struggle after an outage that knocked them offline on Monday with more than 90 cancellations this morning. The airline says a key piece of equipment failed at its Atlanta headquarters. That caused a loss of power, and other key systems failed to switch over to backups. Samsung Biologics Company, the contract drug manufacturing unit of South Korean conglomerate Samsung Group, is planning to raise as much as $2.5 billion from an initial public offering that would value it at about $10 billion. The company manufactures complex biologic drugs on behalf of clients like Bristol-Myers Squibb and Roche Holding. MIT, NYU, and Yale are being sued for allegedly causing participants in their retirement savings plans to pay excessive fees, making them the latest to be targeted in a wave of similar litigation, challenging the use of retail mutual funds and 401ks and other retirement plans. On Wall Street, futures indicating a little change to open. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Huh, it's going so well right up until then. All right, let's have a look at the weather. Let's head to the Kim Komando Show. High temperature today, about 101. Heat index around 107. Look forward to that. Low temperature night around 78 or so. And we're going to continue that pattern all week long. Look for a high temperature right around 100 degrees. The good thing is over this weekend, we do have a slight chance of showers at about 20% to 30%. Topping off right now as it stands at 40% on Sunday. So we'll see. Right now, it's 80 out there.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Baboon Childhoods. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Children who experience adversity in early life have an increased risk of health problems and early death. And according to a study in the journal Nature Communications, these effects may be deeply rooted in our evolutionary history as primates. Duke biologist Jenny Tung and her colleagues studied the lives of highly social baboons across several generations in Kenya.
We found that baboons who experienced three or more sources of early adversity, being born to a low-ranking mother, losing their mother, being born to socially isolated moms, being born in a drought, had average lifespans that were actually about 10 years shorter than baboons who we talk about as silver spoon babies who had no sources of adversity.
The team is now studying whether supportive social relationships in the monkeys can lessen the effects of early adversity. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The conventional wisdom for most computer security experts is to change all your online passwords, often. But as it turns out, conventional wisdom is wrong. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Up to now, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission required all staff members to change their passwords every 60 days. But new research from Carnegie Mellon University says that humans often make predictable password changes, which hackers can easily detect using different algorithms that let them correctly guess the new password. But there's more. In organizations where people are forced to frequently change passwords, a kind of password fatigue sets in. We begin using easier and easier passwords. Now, when these two issues converge, online security takes a serious dive. The best advice? Make your password using both upper and lowercase letters, at least one number, and a symbol or two. Get all your tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Ever wish you could hear the Kim Commando show again because you missed something or forgot to write Kim's tip down? Now you can listen again when you want in crystal clear digital audio. It sounds great. All you need is a Kim's Club membership to get Kim's podcast, webcast, and more. Get your free 15-day trial now. Download the show, watch the show, get it all for free. Then it's only a little more than a dollar a week. Sign up now at club.commando.com. That's club.commando.com. Club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Repairs to the Briarcrest Bridge over the freeway begins tonight. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan expects at least 3 weeks of lane closures on both the freeway and Briarcrest between 6:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. The bridge repairs are the result of a two-tall trailer striking the overpass 7 weeks ago. The project will also mean closing the freeway in both directions from Friday night at 9 until Monday morning at 6. More information is online at WTAW.com. Opponents to the high-speed passenger train service between Houston and Dallas cheered a vote yesterday by Grimes County commissioners. County Judge Ben Lamond says Texas Central Railway will be required to get permits to cross county rights of way before there is any construction.
Included in this permit, among other regulations, will be a requirement for any high-speed rail entity to provide sufficient proof that they have been granted the power of eminent domain by the state or federal government. Without such proof, the permit will be denied.
Lamond says he will be asking 8 other counties in the proposed path of the bullet train to pass similar regulations. 2 people are suspected of 2 armed robberies in the Twin Cities early yesterday morning. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says a 16 and a 17-year-old held up the Stripe store at Boonville and Copperfield, but left after the clerk refused to open the cash register. About 45 minutes later, another officer was at the Stripes at Briarcrest in the freeway to warn employees of the earlier robbery when he saw the young men matching the clothing description.
He made contact with 2 subjects in the car, and the 3rd one was coming out of the store. Started talking to him, looking at evidence, and realized that these were 2 of the 3 were involved in the robbery at the Stripes.
That led to the arrests of the 16-year-old driver and the 17-year-old front seat passenger for the Stripes robbery. College Station police state they are also people of interest in an earlier robbery at the Subway on University in Northgate. CHI St. Joseph Health's Inpatient Rehabilitation Hospital provides occupational, physical, and speech therapies to patients who are recovering from traumatic conditions. St. Joseph's, partnering with HealthSouth Corporation, opened its renovated and expanded hospital at the start of this month.
People here are going through so much trauma. This is the worst time in their life in most cases. Nobody wants to have to go to a hospital setting, but we really try to make the best of it.
Director of Therapy Operations Leslie Hyde says existing staff from St. Joseph's combined with state-of-the-art technology from HealthSouth gives patients the best of both worlds. Photos of the 49-bed hospital and its on-site therapy gym are online at WTAW.com. One group of Texas A&M students is giving back to the community by creating an exhibit for the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley.
They surveyed museum employees, museum visitors to see, you know, what really the museum could use. And so they saw a need for music-focused exhibits, and after lots of deliberating, they decided on this giant interactive floor piano.
Marketing director Ashley Cordes says the 10-by-6-foot piano is played by stepping on the keys and gives children the ability to make their own music. She says the piano will be a permanent fixture at the museum, and it's available for children to play on Thursday. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 80 degrees. Text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
There you go. It's 8:36. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
It'll be mostly to partly sunny, hot, and humid again today with perhaps a stray shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures near or a bit over 100 this afternoon. Tonight, just some scattered clouds and warm, 75 to 80. Sunshine and building clouds on Thursday, an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Temperatures again near or a bit over 100, upper 70s to near 80 at night. Mostly sunny skies on Friday, low 100s. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There he goes. Time to visit with the mayors and Mayor Jay Stabianski here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
Doing well, Scott. Good morning.
Today is the last day to apply for FEMA. What, if any, FEMA assistance is available for the city to cover any expenses that y'all have taken?
Well, I've been told by staff that...
pull that a little closer to you. There you go. All right, there we go.
I've been told by staff that there are some opportunities and grants available for the city of Bryan to reimburse for, like, BTU and some of the cleanup that we've experienced. And I've heard a figure of $1 million, maybe $1.5 million. And so specifically what's available, our staff will look into it and apply for whatever they can get for reimbursement for the taxpayers here in Bryan.
Now, am I right that, let's talk a little bit because it's budget time, be here before you know it. Am I right that the county's kind of ahead of the game now? They announced that the tax rate is going to stay the same. As I recall, they were one of the last time around. Am I correct there?
They must be ahead of schedule. We're on schedule as normal. We try to get everything done in the month of August and September to be ready to go October 1. So that's good. That's good. So hopefully everyone will follow suit.
Well, one of the things that I know that you've trumpeted for your council years is that your tax rate's headed in the right direction, is headed down. What's your projection looking like now if you kind of had a feel for it? Are you going to stay the same? Are you going to be able to drop it again?
There's no such thing as kind of have a feel for it anymore with the council that we have. But me personally, as one member of the council, would like to keep it the same or reduce it. I don't have any intentions to raise it. we received about $1.4 million in increased revenue because of the property value increase. But that's going to go towards, several new firefighters, several new police officers that we're putting on the streets, and some of the other improvements around town. We've grown. I think our tax base has grown exponentially over the past year, and a lot of new properties are being built. So we've got to provide additional services and, first responders for those entities. So, but we've done a good job over the past 10 years in holding the line on taxes and keeping the rate the same or lower. And I think probably one of the few entities in the area that have can say that. But there's always things that need to be taken care of. We've got some talks about flood mitigation and should we buy out people's homes that flood. And so if there's a majority of council that want to spend a lot more money on flood mitigation, spend a lot more money on buying out homes, there's going to have to be an increase somewhere, somehow. You take it away from the capital improvement program that go into streets and infrastructure improvements, or you increase taxes, or you cut something else. But when you're talking about multiple millions of dollars, that has an impact. So, depending on what the council decides to vote on, we've talked about super parks, that's unfunded. We've talked about senior citizen centers, that's unfunded. We've talked about a new animal shelter center, that's unfunded. So there's a lot of things that we've proposed as millions of dollars that need to be made in improvements to the municipal golf course, Travis B. Bryan Golf Course. So those are unfunded. So depending on the direction of the council over the next 30 days and the budget talks, will have an impact of where the money's going to come from and whether or not that rate stays the same, goes down, or is increased. But that'll depend on the majority of the council.
Jason Bieske joining us this morning. The Rellis campus is going to be opening in the future for Texas A&M. That gives you an opportunity for growth over in that area on the west side. We know that there's also going to be development over on the east side. So there's been discussion. There have been committees formed. College Station is going to do something as far as their impact fees are concerned, that having to do with new development. City of Bryan, what's your position there, and what do you see in the next 3-4 years when it comes to impact fees for developers?
We haven't discussed it as a council. There hasn't been a movement in Bryan to look at impact fees. Of course, Bryan is changing exponentially compared to previous years, so there's a lot going on and a lot of new development opportunities that weren't anticipated 5 or 10 years ago with the Oakmont on the east side and the Rellis campus on the west side. But right now, we haven't had any talks in regards to impact fees. Luckily, the highway and infrastructure in front of the Rellis campus is state highway, so Highway 47, which is now called Riverside Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we're looking at. We are expanding utilities to the Rellis campus in regards to BTU, and so we're looking at that. But there's a reimbursement for that from the cost of the services there. So our BTU director says everything's in good shape there, and we can service that campus and without any additional increase to our taxpayers. So that's actually a positive for the ratepayers, another large customer and user to the city of Bryan and in regards to BTU. I do anticipate, we actually had a meeting yesterday with the folks from A&M in regards to the Rellis campus. We've had quite a few meetings here in the past few months in regards to the impact on the city of Bryan and in College Station and that west side of Bryan. And you've got 2,000 acres to be developed and for educational opportunities on the west side and a lot of undeveloped land around those 2,000 acres on Highway 47 and Leonard Road and Villa Maria. And we've got some new subdivisions popping up out there that are doing very well. And the Health Science Center and the Bio Corridor is booming on a day-by-day basis. So you'll see a lot of growth on that west side. And a lot of that is not in the city limits. So I know there's going to be some talks at this next council meeting. I saw a new agenda item about annexation in that area. So we have a couple of council members that are wanting to potentially annex the west side of Bryan. So that'll be something that...
So give us kind of specifics as to what area they're looking at on the west side of Bryan.
I haven't looked at the specific map of what they're proposing, but I think everything between the city limits and the Rellis campus. Typically, what we do in a situation like that, if we've got... new development in an area that's in our ETJ, they'll want infrastructure, water, sewer, electrical and stuff there to service, then we'll ask for a voluntary annexation. So if you've got 200 acres and you want to put a new residential subdivision, we've done several of those here recently. We have annexed hundreds of acres over the past few years, but all voluntary. We've never required, mandated an annexation like you see in other cities. It's on a voluntary basis. If it benefits you, it benefits us, then we'll look at doing it. But if they want the city services, then we'll look at annexing that area. And then they'll sell the homes and the retail and commercial opportunities out there, and they'll already be in the city limits, so it won't be against anyone's best wishes there. But so that's how I propose that we handle the west side and the east side as developments take place. If there's folks that are wanting to do things between here and the Rellis campus and develop, then we can look at voluntary annexation and providing those services with the contingency that we annex that area.
Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan, joining us this morning. I think we're kind of in an economic slowdown. We know that the oil industry is not going to be able to reach the numbers that really Glenn Hager needs over in Austin to make things happen there. Let's talk about here in Bryan College Station from an economic development situation. Anything on the horizon, or has there been a slowdown because of the economy?
Well, we're a diverse diverse area. I mean, of course, with Texas A&M University, it always keeps us constant here in this area. We're not heavily relying on oil and gas industry. I mean, we've got a lot of those companies that did have a slowdown, that did have layoffs, and some that closed. But we've got other industry here in this community, and we've been fortunate. Our staff's done a wonderful job, and the RVP and BBC, and recruiting those businesses that that operate outside of the jurisdiction of oil and gas industry, so they're not affected by the slowdown in that industry. Our Texas Triangle Park, we've got several new entities that are looking at that area. We've got one right now that we haven't announced that we'll be making an announcement on. So a lot of new jobs there in the bio corridor. We've got quite a few new industries that are pharmaceutical type industries that are expanding and growing out there. Quite a few in the central downtown Bryan area. So we've been fortunate, but we're a well diverse economy here in Bryan College Station, and we typically do a little bit better than other parts of Texas, and as a whole, Texas does a little bit better than other states in the United States.
Well, let's circle back around to the budget then. Obviously, we think about property taxes, but one of the other revenue streams, obviously, is sales tax. How are we doing on sales tax in Bryan, and what's the projection looking like?
I haven't looked at the new projections on the sales tax, but we've held our own. I mean, we've had a reduction in the hotel motel taxes here recently, but talking to some of the restaurants and hotel operators, they had a pretty good summer. So, our CVB and does a wonderful job recruiting a lot of sports industry type functions and venues here to Bryan College Station, and A&M's got freshmen coming in and other activities going in and around campus, and so that brings us a lot of opportunities for our retail, hotels, and restaurants in the summer, and because it's not about six or seven home football games in the fall, we've got to make sure that we fill everything up the rest of the year, and like I said, when you've got 50-plus thousand students, that'll be attending here at A&M and Blinn here the next few weeks, and probably half of them already here. That's always good for our sales tax base, and so again, we typically do a little bit better than most, but I think we've held our own on that.
We had Steve Motley in last Thursday talk about the Bryan Business Council. You mentioned BBC a minute ago. They met Monday of this week. Anything to report or recap there?
Have not heard anything in regards to their meeting on Monday. The BBC does a wonderful job for the city of Bryan. As a past president of that group before I served on council, it's a group of Bryan business leaders that work on recruiting retail to town. They work on business parks, industrial parks, and getting businesses out there. And so a well-diverse group, and they do a wonderful job and bring an opportunity here to the city of Bryan. And like I said, very proud of their efforts, and we're quite fortunate. Most cities don't have a group of business leaders that can come in there and lend their expertise. Mr. Mobley's in the banking industry. You've got folks from different industries there, and it's been a good fit for the city of Bryan, and we're able to do a lot of things with the BBC that wouldn't be available in other communities.
Sure. All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, let me mention real quickly, I got a couple things, or Mary Lynn will
be on my
She'll call you. She'll call you into the carpet.
Yeah. The city of Bryan is wrapping up the year-long process of the comprehensive plan and master parks plan. The city of Bryan invites all citizens to the stakeholders' big reveal to look at the proposed Bryan comprehensive plan and parks master plan. That's August 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Brazos Center. And also our Lunch and Learn series continues, Bits and Bites, with the IT department, noon on August 24th. So August 24th at noon, the Bryan Municipal Building. You can go onto our website, bryantx.gov, for more information. We'll provide you a free lunch. You'll learn a little bit about our IT department and the wonderful job they do for the city of Bryan.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, that's Jason Mayansky, the mayor of Bryan. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusing for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusing is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusing for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
I like to call them my vets, any of the some 125 military veterans I had the honor to interview over the years. And whenever I read that we have lost another one, I recall them, I recall their face, I recall our visit, I recall their story. We lost Gerald Roop at the age of 98 last month. Back in 2006, I visited him in his home. Gerald Roop, 9th Army, sound and flash was his specialty in the military. And Normandy, about 3 months after the invasion, was one of his places of operation. Here's some of our visit.
We landed at Omaha Beach. We went over on a ship called the USS Manhattan, big luxury liner. Right. They had 12,000 troops and a crew of about 4,000. Landed in Liverpool, got on a train, went to Southampton, got on a boat and went to Normandy. I think the colonel, we had no reason to land in Normandy, mm-hmm. but I think the old man wanted the pleasure of saying we landed on Omaha Beach.
It was already a famous place.
So wasn't anybody there, except...
Yeah, what was Normandy like 3 months later? Was it just...
Oh, it was still torn up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All of the concrete gun emplacements were there.
Right.
And the whole thing, and just devoid of people.
Uh-huh.
But we got off of this little old boat and marched up a hill, and right there at the top of the hill, which is incidentally not far from Point Dock,
right,
which you're familiar with,
right,
there was
General
this,
Rudder.
Uh-huh. there was this American cemetery where all of the casualties from Omaha and I guess D-Day,
right,
were temporarily buried. They've moved them inland now about a mile. We thought, man, if they want us this bad, we're going to be in combat in 3 days. We sat on that Cherbourg Peninsula for 6 weeks waiting for our equipment to arrive. We didn't have any trucks.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything to eat. We didn't have anything in the mud and rain of France.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the stuff showed up, so we took off.
Right, and that's where you took off through France and into Germany?
Mm-hmm. Well, right, into the edge, right.
Right.
I had one interesting experience while we were waiting. They sent me and one of my lieutenants up into Belgium on a French train to pick up a train of German POWs.
Mm-hmm.
It was French train operators.
Mm-hmm.
We were there in Cherbourg, so we got on the train and went to Paris. We took our sea rations and stuff with us and were living there. So these two-man crew got into Paris, into the train station. I didn't know where we were.
Mm-hmm.
So they just stopped and left. They were gone for 24 hours, no telling what they were doing. Finally, they came back and we went up to Namur, Belgium, and hooked up 50 carloads of German POWs. They had put them in these box cars, 50 to a car, 2,500 POWs,
mm-hmm.
locked the doors, and these guys, these Germans, some of them were wounded, some of them were almost dead, put them in there with water and a little food, and we headed back. I felt sorry for them. In fact, they were punching holes in the roof of the boxcars to get some air.
Right.
So I stopped once, had the train stop, and let them out for a little air. Mm-hmm. But we got them all back, 2,500 of those suckers.
Our World War II veterans tell their stories rather matter-of-factly, but they are indeed incredible stories, aren't they? Rest in peace, Gerald Roop. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Hagtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Hi, this is Thomas from BCS Tire Pros. Let the road trips begin. But before you hit the road, swing by BCS Tire Pros and make sure your vehicle is ready to go. Your tires are the only part of the vehicle that actually touches the road. BCS Tire Pros provides a free 21-point inspection, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance nationwide, so you're covered wherever you go. Need new tires? BCS Tire Pros carries the best in the business with a great warranty and has a price guarantee. BCS Tire Pros on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
So the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of the state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than our great state. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. txtraders.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 4 minutes till, you know, Mr. Downs is over in Austin today. He's playing important guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mr. he's over Downs. There.
He came in and said hi to me.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, is he here? Oh, I thought he was already gone.
I maybe he's leaving later, but no, he came and congratulated me on my victory over Zach.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, all right. Now, see, Zach, I don't
know. And he didn't even have any words of encouragement for me, so I guess, well, you know, the victors write history.
What are we going to do? I was going to yesterday talk about the stuff that was going on in the Olympics with alternative training.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find that. Okay. These are some of the things, you know, we talked about the cupping deal with Michael Phelps.
Right.
Okay. So, kinesio tape.
Yes.
Very popular with volleyball players.
Yeah.
You use this?
I've never used it before, but I mean, my playing days were basically over when it started getting popular. So
a thin, stretchy tape applied on the skin to avoid protraction injuries. Kinesio tape, believed by athletes to facilitate the healing by stimulating blood circulation around muscles.
Is that like the...
They call it KT tape is kind of its nickname, but okay. It's that colored tape that you'll see...
Shoulders and stuff?
Shoulders, yeah. Knees, thighs. Yeah. I mean, they put it everywhere.
James Harden wears it a lot, yeah. Or Dwight, yeah. Howard did.
Cryotherapy, very popular with people like, mm-hmm. LeBron James, as well as soccer players and cyclists and track and field athletes. Cryotherapy chambers are basically very cold rooms. Now, I watched Billions, which is a TV show,
okay.
And he was in a chamber, mm-hmm. You know, where he did that thing, where they, what, like minus 200 degrees Fahrenheit,
yeah,
cold.
It's really
or something.
Cold.
And this is supposed to, what happens is the belief is that numbing temperatures like that restrict veins and they limit the blood flow. Thus, that will reduce inflammation.
How do you keep, I mean, but you got to be in there for how long?
You wear like a suit,
right,
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
oh,
so
okay.
You're protect. You're not just, you,
yeah,
know,
and your head sticking out
in the,
so
cold,
you, yeah,
chamber.
You look like a Weeble Wobble.
Right,
but, anyhow.
Right.
Basketball and baseball players also known to swear by power bands and aqua titanium necklaces.
Uh-huh, those, yep.
Yep. Lamar Odom, look what that did for him. And Derek Rose, supposedly, they say it enhances their balance.
Let me tell you who's got it made in the Olympic. It's
okay.
The men's basketball team.
Yeah.
They are just having a vacay. They're staying on this, you know, billion-dollar cruise ship. They're not even staying in the athlete village.
They said it's a hotel on the water.
And
that's the only difference.
Yeah, five stars.
Yeah.
And they're killing all of their competition.
Of course they are.
And so it was really cool when Michael Phelps won his gold medals last night and the men won their big relay race. DeAndre Jordan and Kevin Durant, some of the guys were there to watch and were, you know, screaming and yelling and hollering and went backstage to congratulate them. That was a really neat moment.
So are they like docked out on the ship and then they have to take another boat to go in?
Yeah, I guess yeah, they
probably in
do.
Some harbor marina
yeah,
or something.
It's a tough life.
Yeah.
But they could have mosquitoes out there.
Yeah, true.
You know, you got to worry about that.
True.
So it's just, it may
they
not...
can cross the water.
Zika is everywhere.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, they'll have a bunch of stuff on tonight, and we'll know more about it tomorrow. Okay. This date in 1846, the Smithsonian Institution was chartered by the United States Congress after 500,000...